Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. And this is a podcast about better parenting and tips all up in it. And I don't care how you're parenting. You could be married, you could be single, you could be co-parenting, you could be the only parent, or you could be just the guardian. Or maybe you're listening to this and you're like, do I even want kids? And what is this episode about? Or do I even know how to talk to them about this topic? Either way, it's going to be a good one, informative. And if you know a parent, please send it to a parent because parents are going through it. And a lot of parents are winging it. And yeah, okay. So it's a safe place here. You could find me on shambypodden.com. You could find me at shambypodden, at the CZYWMB podcast, or pod on Twitter and IG. You can always donate to this podcast. You can check out the podcast merch on Cozy Womb Shop. All of the proceeds help me make better choices and decisions on what I can provide as far as this podcast goes. I've been podcasting this show primarily since 2018, off and on. Do I take breaks? Maybe a month or 2 months breaks at max, but it has been very much consistent. And that is why we are on season 20, since 2018. And this whole season here is primarily focused on teenagers and preteens because that's our last hoorah in parenthood. Like, who they are as preteens and teenagers will shape what their 20s are and sometimes even their 30s if we don't pour in correctly. So today I want to talk about 15 peer pressure avoidable situations if we ask the right questions, okay? If we dig deeper with our kids, there'll be more they will be more prepared for things that may come up when we are not around. And that's what we want. We want prepared young people so we don't have to step in when we have things to do. Okay. So, first of all, I would like to let you know that I am a mom of two. My oldest is 10 for now. She'll be 11 by the end of this month. So she's still like preteen mode. And I've been talking to her about a lot of things before she becomes a teenager, just so she's more aware. Because the kids today, let's be realistic, if they have smartphones, they've seen adult things. If they have smartphones, they are in text messages saying adult things, using adult words that they don't understand the history of or the detriment of. And we have to be realistic about having certain conversations. I speak on p better parenting because I think that's what the world needs. But sometimes people get into their 20s and they're just like, I don't need my parents anymore. But the reality is we always need our parents. We always need our parents. You need your parents as kids, teenagers, 20s, 30s, 40s, when you become a parent. Like, I don't know of no time where I didn't need my mom to reassure me or back me up or help me think of certain options. I definitely grew up wishing my dad was available to me more, but he wasn't. And that was at the capacity that he could be a father. So we just have to be mindful that even though we think our kids don't need us, they always need us. Okay. And we can learn a lot from our kids. So here we are. Okay. Peer pressure. Let's talk about it. Peer pressure is when other kids or individuals are making your child feel as though they need to do something they wouldn't normally do or try something they wouldn't normally try, and they really don't want to, and they don't know how to push back and say no verbally. Okay. And if we think about our kids' day, we wake up, we see them.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Get dressed, get ready, eat, pack their bags, and leave. Then they're on the bus around other kids. Then they're walking into school around other kids. Then they're sitting at the breakfast table around other kids. Then they're going to a class, passing other kids. Then they're sitting in the classroom with other kids. They're overhearing small conversations with other kids. They're going to lunch with other kids. They might go to recess with other kids. They come in all riled up, and one teacher is trying to get the attention of 24 students or more. And that's hectic. And then they try to fit in learning and keeping a child's attention between maybe 8 a.m. to 2:15. And when your child leaves school, after everything that was poured into them, they're sitting on a bus with other kids. They're at a bus stop with other kids. And they come in and they have to take that load off in the house. So everything that you poured into your child in your house, they go out 5 times a week and they're just at the hands of society and what kids say and what kids do and what kids like and what kids are making the thing. And if there are things that you have not addressed or talked about, it's going to be hard for your child to prepare for what's being said. So for me, I remember being in classrooms where the teachers would show those tacky videos of kids who were dressing from the 80s when we were in the 90s and 2000s, where people would like offer them cigarettes or people would offer them pills or people would dare them to go into a store and steal something, or kids will make jokes and pick on a quiet kid, or, you know, maybe they had a busy parent and you'll see a kid go into their parents' room and go into a drawer or a closet and take something that kids shouldn't have. And we were shown all these things, but the reality is what you're shown versus what you have to deal with that's in front of your face. You don't know what your child's going to say or what your child's going to do until they're met with that situation. And I think it's very important that we discuss scenarios where your child might have to brace themselves for being in a situation where they're peer pressured. They're peer pressured to do something that my mom talked about this. We went over scenarios. She told me to say no. She told me to walk away. But in this scenario, someone's behind me. Someone's around me. The door's locked. I didn't tell my mom where I was. I lied to my mom and told her I was here, but I'm really here. What do I do? Because kids will do that. Kids will tell you that they're somewhere and they're somewhere else, and they're somewhere that they went between that somewhere and somewhere. And they find themselves in situations where everything that I was told to do does not fit in the scenario, so what do I do? And that's where we have to be honest with ourselves on, can my child actually think on their toes? Are they book smart and environmental smart? And a lot of our kids are not. My kids have never grew up in the ghetto, have never lived in the projects, have never lived in a neighborhood where they can't play outside. that's just that hasn't been their upbringing, and I love that for them. But at the same time, it's a certain awareness that kids that live in those environments have, and they move differently. And so when you have a child that has always felt safe, never had to worry about things, they move in a very much free way where they're not really preparing themselves for the what ifs. And so we have to be mindful of who our kids are. My friends are so funny. So when it comes to peer pressure, we constantly have to be talking to them, have open communication, and talk about what's really out here. Like I talk to my kids about fentanyl all the time because fentanyl can be in so many things. It could be in candy, it could be in pills that look like candy. It can be a substance in somebody's backpack. If you touch it, it can get into your bloodstream. People crush it up and put it into other things that don't look like it should be in there. And I just make sure my kids are super mindful about who they're around, who they get food from, places that they touch, touching their face, noticing certain rashes, if their throat feels weird or what they need to do. Just telling me things about their body, telling me things about the people around them, what was said around them. And it's very important for parents to brace themselves for peer pressure by knowing who our kids' friends are. Okay? If you don't know who your kids' friends are, that's number one problem right there. Because I like to sporadically go through iPads and look at iMessage conversation. And I like to see how this child responds to my child. And I like to see how many times my child texts this person and were they annoyed? Did they make them feel bad about reaching out? Was my child looking for a friend when they asked certain things and this person was nasty and rude to them? Are they begging for a friendship? Like I look at all of those clues through text messages. And that is where you see a child's true personality or who a child wants to be towards your child. And you have to check it. Okay. And you have to have certain conversations with your child about, you don't beg anyone to be your friend. You don't accept somebody talking to you bad. You don't accept someone ignoring you and you keep talking to them like you stop talking to them, period, because they're showing you that they don't care. And when someone shows you that they don't care, you can never be around them alone and they have your best interests. It's just not going to work. And it's all about loving our kids in a different way. You need to also ask your teens what their goal is and be honest with them about their goal. If your goal is to be in sports, what's expected of you? What may happen in sports, what happens in the gym room, being mindful of coaches, even though it's an adult and that person is your coach and you're supposed to be able to go to them. If anybody touches you inappropriately, that's not cool. If you feel like somebody brushed up against you on purpose and like rubbed on your shoulder or your leg and you felt uncomfortable, you need to tell me. Okay. Don't let anybody feel like in order for you to advance, you need to do something against your will because you do not. And just having those discussions with your kids before they are met in those situations, that's preventative parenting. That is what I am about. I am not about, well, you should know better. And we never had a discussion because that's insane to me. I've never driven a semi truck. So if I get into a semi truck, you can't tell me I should know how to use the mirrors on a semi truck if I've never used the mirrors. Be realistic. If your child has never been in certain situations that you may have as a kid or as a teenager, why do you expect that they should know what to do? Especially if you've never had the discussion with them. Okay, so be mindful of what your kids' goals are. If your child's goal is to get a scholarship and go to college for my marine biology or something like that, I don't know. there are certain expectations that you have to set about what their social life might look like, what their attendance might have to be, what their book load and learning load is going to look like for them to have that type of goal. And I think a lot of parents are not realistic about what our kids have to take on top of socially what's expected of them to be quote unquote well-rounded or valedictorian. And kids are under a lot of pressure, and they are under a lot of pressure with the kids that they go to school with, the kids that live in their neighborhood, and the kids that are online. Because when I tell you those kids that are online are vicious, because they know that you can't see them, you don't know where they live, you have no access to them, and they know what to say to your child to make them feel lesser than who they are. And that is why I say elementary kids should not have smartphones. Give them that Nokia with the snake game, okay? Because their brain is not developed to deal with the demand of society talking down to them and making them feel like nothing. And we see it all the time with kids as young as 6, 8, 9 taking their life through suicide because of how they're treated at school or what was said in a group chat or what was said under their post that they made on social media. Kids that young are not prepared to take that on. Okay. As far as my kids, they only, well, let me speak for Anya because it's hard to put parental controls on Ari's iPad. And then when she goes to her dad's house, it's taken off and she has all access to things she shouldn't have access to. And that's something that her dad is going to have to deal with a lot more than me because if I'm setting up preventative measures of what she can have access to, and at your house you do something different, I can't prevent anything if you're taking off what I'm trying to put, right? And that's something I deal with co-parenting. As far as Anya, she only has access to YouTube on her laptop, and I could go through the history because it's connected to mine, and she only has access to YouTube on the TV, where I can see it, hear it, and go through the history that I do check. And there are things on YouTube that seem like it's a kid's show, but you have to listen for the adult things in the kid's show. You got to listen to what they're pushing. Okay. And that's why you cannot be in the house raising teenagers, treating them like they're roommates because they are not your partners. What do you see for yourself in the future? Talk to your teen about that because if you see yourself being in good graces with your teachers, your principal, your professors, people from other colleges, you have to carry yourself in a way where you are not affiliated with anybody who is not doing their best. And it's not because you feel like you're better than, but it's preventative in let me be around people that won't put me in situations where my character will be looked down on. Let me be around people who won't put me in situations where I have to question their friendship with me. And it's a constant filtering that kids have to do with people they're around, whether it's friends, teachers, people in the neighborhood, family, because that's the thing too. Sometimes other family members might see what your child has going on and they want to invite them to things or to places that might put everything that they're working towards in jeopardy. So we have to be mindful of the people who don't want to see us doing so great, don't want to see our kids excelling because maybe that aunt or that uncle's kids can't get right, or they're always in trouble and they want some type of dirt or shade to throw on you because it's just convenient, or it'll take the pressure off of them if your child is not doing so great either. And we have to be mindful of that. We also have to be mindful that if you haven't shown your child that you are happy, if you haven't shown your child some type of success that you have made, if you haven't created a peaceful place for your child to live in or be surrounded in, can you honestly be surprised by the negative effects of that? No, you cannot. I'm going to answer for you. You cannot. So, this high expectation of what we told our kids, and I already told you this, and you shouldn't be doing this, and I don't know why you can't just do what you're supposed to do, complete things, focus on your schoolwork, and this, because what they're in most of the time does not water or take care of their peace. The house is chaotic, there's fighting. You're never available. You don't complete anything. You keep giving false promises. So in turn, they think it's okay to say, "Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it," and not do it. They in turn lie about what their grades are. They try so hard to intercept communication between their teachers and you, which is kind of hard these days because a lot of things are digital, where you can see their digital report card or progress report prior to your child bringing it to you. Teachers through Class Dojo have access to me. They have my phone number. They text me. They call me. I know what's going on with the girls' grades. I know what's going on with the girls' assignments. And that takes a parent effort to reach out, and that takes a teacher's effort to connect. And not every teacher is a good teacher, and not every parent is an attentive parent. But when I tell you, out of all the things that is on my plate, once I hear a certain alert on my phone, I know it's Class Dojo. And I'm seeing what her teacher is saying, and I'm seeing what Art's teacher is saying, and I'm talking to them after they come home from school. And I'm looking at their homework, and I'm being honest about what could be better. If your child has a project, you know when that project is due. Every week they should be working on that project, not the night before. And that says a lot about how your child shows up and how you show up. Aya has a project December 2nd due. It's one of those science projects where they got to do a hypothesis, they got to see the process of something, they have to write down questions, blah, 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 blah. Cool. You need to make me a list of the things that you need to complete this project. And I expect that list by the end of the day today. And I told her this yesterday. Ask me if she's made that list yet. She hasn't. But because last night I took away her iPad and her computer cord, so she can't use her computer, and she cannot be on the Xbox on the TV in the living room, so she has no choice but to get herself prepared for tomorrow. And she's doing laundry today. So, girl, you got time. So you get to spend the time today thinking about what you want your project to be, why you want your project to be that, and making a list of things I need to buy for your project so I can get it on Friday. That's parenting. Okay? And a lot of parenting is going back to school. And this all has to deal with how they might handle peer pressure, because if there is an expectation on them, there are certain things and certain problems they are not trying to take on from other people. Okay, I'm not about to do something for you to make me get in trouble with my mom. I'm not about to do something for you to make my dad look at me funny. Y'all got it. I'm leaving. No, I'm not trying that. I'm not sipping that. Nope. No, I'm not going with y'all when y'all go to such and such house. I'm good. I'll see y'all later. Like, you need to give your child examples of responses they can give their friends. And if they're truly their friends, it'll be it. But if somebody is not your friend when you say no the first time and they double back and try to push you a second and third time, that is not your friend. That is not your friend. Because when I say no to something to my friends, they take my no the first time. Okay? The first time. And we have to be real with our kids about who friends are, what friends look like, what associates look like, what people that are in the same class with me look like. How do they treat me? And do I like that treatment? Do I want people to see how someone else treats me that I keep around and come into my life and treat me like the person that I keep around? And if the answer is no, then that person should not be around you. You teach people how to treat you. That's it. But as parents, we also have to be example of teaching people in our lives how to treat us. So when our children see how other people treat us that we keep around, they know what to do with the people in their lives, in their circle. Because I cannot tell my daughters when you're dating or when you're out in your 20s and you're looking for a man to be in your life and be your mate, make sure he's respectful, make sure he's goal-oriented, make sure he's doing the things that he's saying and not just talking about doing things. And the men that I've brought around my kids or who have been around me mistreat me, disrespect me, have no goals, do not. The things that they say does not match what they do, and have that as an example around my daughters and tell them, oh, make sure you don't pick a guy like this. It makes no sense. You are the prototype. You are the example. Be mindful of who you date. Be mindful of who you entertain. Be mindful of the friends you keep. Be mindful of the energy you bring into your household. Be mindful of the people who have access to you that you keep allowing to have access, who have shown you time and time again that they cannot be counted on. Be realistic with your teens about how you're getting things done. That everything that I pay for is not always being paid from the money I made at work. A lot of things that I pay for is because I'm paying with the money that's in my bank account. I'm paying with money from a bank or a loan on a credit card, and I have to pay back the money that I use on a credit card and then some because I use money that was not mine. So a lot of times when I get paid again, I'm trying to clean up money I spent on a credit card and their money that I owe them because I used a credit card. So it looks like on paper I should have more money, but realistically, I'm paying Peter to cover Paul's pockets. And that's how a credit card works. And when they want their payment, they want their payment on that payment date. And if they don't have that payment on that payment date, how it works against you. The real conversations of adulting to prepare them for when they do get that credit card in the mail. I'm not touching that because I am not mentally nor financially prepared to take that on. Because when your preteen and your teenager starts getting credit card approval letters and please apply in the mail when they're 18, that's peer pressure because they're going to want things. They're going to want things that you can buy them. They're going to want things that you will refuse to buy them. They're going to want to be able to have what they want to have when they want to have it. And these credit card companies know it. And I can see with my kids today who cannot handle a credit card, and that will be Anya. And she will be one of the first kids that I have that will be able to get it if she wanted it at 18. And so I constantly have to mentally prepare her for, when people give you money, yes, you can spend it all today, but do you need to? Are you preparing for when you may need money later? That starts now. That conversation starts now. To avoid that peer pressure later. Because I explained to her, like, when I get paid, yes, I would love to be like, I'm not paying rent, I'm not paying the gas bill, I'm not paying the insurance, I'm not paying for this car, but I feel like I should be able to drive it. I'm not going to pay for the water, but I expect water to come out the pipes in the house when we need it. And I want to buy all the things that I want to buy. Life does not work like that. Okay? So this whole illusion of adulting that you feel like you can't wait till you're adult so you could do what you want, it's not what you thought. Because I work, okay, and I'm tired and I still can't do all the things that I want when I want it. I still have to wait. But those conversations help brace your kids for peer pressure. And that's what we need to be talking to our kids about. Ask your child, can you handle the issue or do I need to come in and help you? Do you need any tips from me? Do you need any advice? Because I think a lot of parents have this way of giving advice when it wasn't asked for by your kids and they could handle what's on their plate. Okay. And when you overgive advice to your kid and they didn't ask you for it, they were just telling you about a situation, it makes your child feel like you don't believe that they can handle it, or you don't believe that they're capable, or you think they're a baby. So allow them to ask you for help. Just let them know that you're available if they have any questions. That's it. That's it. Okay. Now, next thing, are you trying to escape something? Peer pressure can create a avoidant behavior in your kids if they don't like directness with people. For instance, my mother doesn't like being direct with people, whether she wants to tell them no, whether she's feeling unsure about it, she avoids it. And the way that she avoids it is either laughing it off, or being very quiet, or being very busy, or going into what she deems her safe place, whether it's the kitchen or wherever you aren't, going into her room and closing the door and not wanting to have the conversation. But if you give her a few weeks, she'll write you a letter and her response to what you asked her weeks ago. And that has been her way of dealing with things for many decades. And it made me very irritated. It made me have lack of patience with people because some things you don't have a week and a half for a response on. Some things need an answer today. Some things are so important that you need to face this right now. You need to be direct with the person and you need to let this person know what the boundary is. And I had to become a parent for myself and make decisions on things to put me in a better position for my sanity, for my peace, when my mom couldn't. And as a mother to two girls, I'm not going to allow that to be their experience. So when there are things that need answers now, they're going to be answered. When there are things that need a decision today, a decision is going to be made. When they are face to face with questions and they need to be accountable, they will be accountable because that is what I'm pushing. I'm not pushing girls that beat around the bush. I'm not pushing girls that think their beauty can cover up their mess ups. I'm not pushing girls who feel like you can't ask me that because I am who I am or I'm popular or my dad is this. I'm not. That's not what we doing. I don't care what you look like, you still gonna be a good person to everybody. I don't care how much money you got. You still gonna be a good person to everybody. I don't care how many straight A's or honor rolls you got. A wrong is a wrong, and you gonna make a right. And when you raise kids like that, peer pressure is nothing because they know where you stand, they know where their dad stand, and they know where they stand for themselves, for their character, and for their integrity. And so a lot of things that they're going to be approached with, they're going to have a response like that because some things cannot be delayed. So, if you see that your child is trying to escape being direct or being accountable for something, you address that head on because it can turn into a nasty habit for a lifetime. What makes you want to do this thing? Be realistic. We know what child we got that's going to try something at least once. We know what child that we can have constant talks to and talks to and talks to, and they think this one time that's not going to happen to me. Let me see. We know when we have those kids. We know when our kids think that they know better than us. No matter how many times we had to talk, no matter how many times we showed the example, no matter how many places we drove around the city and shown them, no matter what the results are that they seen, they think, yeah, I know that does happen to some people, but that won't happen to me. Unfortunately, the only way to deal with kids like that is to brace yourself for the result of their decisions. And sometimes that means you gotta let go and let the law deal with them. And sometimes that means you gotta let go and let them learn their lesson. And sometimes that means, yeah, they got pulled over, they got arrested, that car got impounded, but that car is on their own insurance. That car is in their name. I gave them all the tools. They made all their decisions. When you blowing up my phone, you know I'm not answering. When you blowing up your dad's phone and he just gave you the freedom to do what you wanted to do, hopefully he answers. Hopefully he shows up with bail money because it won't be me. I give mental tools. I give realistic outcomes to choices people make. I give you options to make a better choice. But if you push against all of that and you want to make your own decision, please be honest and direct with your teens and letting them know my number will not be the number you get to call when you get that one phone call, when something could be prevented based upon what I taught you. Now, if why you got that one phone call and you was arrested and things happened was because you were defending yourself, by all means, please call me. Please call me. Please call your dad. Please call, a couple of my best friends if you can't get me. But call somebody that can be in contact with me so I could come help you. But there are levels to what type of decisions your teenagers can make and how and if you will show up. And please, when you talk to your teens about peer pressure, what is the point? What is the point of doing something that's harmful to your body or may have negative outcomes just because you want to say you tried it? And I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, so you never tried a cigarette? Yeah, I tried a cigarette and I hated it. It was disgusting. I don't understand how people do it. I ran out that car of my friend's car when we was going to night class. I was going to night class for chemistry because my chemistry teacher in high school just couldn't teach chemistry, but he knew chemistry. So I was going to night school and a friend of mine would drop me home instead of me having to take multiple buses to get home. And I tried it one time. I was like, that is gross. And I remember brushing my teeth like five times and mouthwashing. And my mom saw me and she was like, what happened? I was like, nothing. I just need to brush my teeth. That was the day I tried a cigarette and I've never tried it ever again in life. As far as weed, first time I tried it, it was like a shotgun where somebody smoked it and blew it in my face, and I was at a house with a bunch of friends. That was my first time. The times after that was nothing where I felt like I need to do this thing to be cool or this is about to be my thing that I do. I just did it because I just felt like, let me do it. Right? But I had to learn in my 20s that that's not for me. Like, I don't get how people feel a need to drink. I don't get how people feel a need to pop pills. I don't get how people feel a need to smoke because I don't feel a need to do those things. But sometimes we have to be realistic then because our personality wasn't like, let me do these things. It doesn't mean that you're going to have children who have a personality where they don't want to do those things because you might very well have children that want to do what they're not supposed to do based upon their personality. And we are not our children, and our children are not us. So we have to stop expecting our children to make decisions on how we made decisions on things their age. Okay? We can only guide, we can only give them resources, we can only pray and pour in, but they have to ultimately make the decision. So when it comes to peer pressure, be realistic that.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It is not just face to face anymore. It is online. It is on social media. It is in the classroom, in the bathroom, in the locker room, on the field, at recess, in the lunchroom, at the bus stop, on the bus. It's everywhere. And kids can be peer pressured with family also, relatives. Okay. Boys and girls. So just make sure they know what they can say. Make sure they know what they can do. Make sure they know steps that they need to take. Talk to your kids. Be realistic about what works and what doesn't work. How people push back in ways that people push back. You know what I'm saying? Talk about how people manipulate a situation to work for them, and it seems like they're doing something for you when they're really not. But yeah, peer pressure. It's slightly avoidable if you have preventative conversations. Hopefully, this helps. Hopefully, there's a parent that found this helpful. I can share a parent hack. Let's see. Parenting hack. Let's see. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. These are mostly baby stuff, but we're not talking about baby stuff. So let's see. Dun, 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 dun. I miss my kids being toddlers, y'all. I'm not gonna lie. It was just so much easier. So many more controllables than anything right now. Let's see. Do, 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 do. Okay. Organizing. I think we can't just assume that our teenagers are going to leave our household and be organized when we never train them on how to organize. So, organizing their things, I think, is very important that they know how to load a dishwasher properly, where things go, how to store knives, how to put forks, spoons, serving spoons in certain places, how to properly clean a pot. Why oil cannot go down the drain. Teach them not to leave sponges in the sink, that sponge does have an expiration date. I like to change binds every week and a half to 2 weeks. So a lot of people hold on to the same sponge over time, and I'm just like, how can a worn out sponge that has cleaned things for months clean things? Let's be realistic here. It's a sponge. It holds bacteria, germs, water, soap, and then bacteria, germs, water for days and days and days and days. So really teach them about things that they should throw away, things that they should clean, how often they should clean it. Yes, you tell them to clean their room, but please go in there and check. Please go in there and take a whiff. Please go in there and look under their beds, look in their drawers. I promise you're going to find things that they've been looking for months. When it comes to books, go to like Hobby Lobby, Walmart, Michaels, look up storage boxes that are on sale, and all the little things that you just keep finding around the floor. Teach them, okay, you could just put it in this box. If you're looking for it ever, check this box. So it doesn't have to be scattered about. And consolidating things and organizing things and knowing where to look for certain things, it will help keep your child having a clear mind. It will help your sanity when you go in their room, okay? And I just wish people will make day-to-day things easier for themselves by putting in the effort to make things easier to find, if that makes sense. But yeah, my name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. That was my parenting hack out of the Parenting Hack Book, 93 Genius Shortcuts for Life with Kids by Aisha Dornfest. Also, if you're looking for the teen stack that I do on social media sometimes by tabletopics.com, you could go to tabletopics.com and use my promo code ShanBePotting, all caps, to get a percentage off and order your own. They have so many different types of stacks of cards to ask questions, get to know your teenagers, or get to know the people in your life in a different way, even people you work with. And it's just good fun, honest fun. And I really like doing the questions with the girls. Other than that, this is Cozy One Podcast. You can find me at shambypotting.com. I will be back soon with another episode, and I hope this helps somebody. All right. Kudos. Enjoy your parenting, because woo-wee.